Jason, how long have you been working at Q?
The process has been over a year, actually. It initially started just before the first lockdown, and it's been a process of, coming on to over 12 months.
Yeah, so there's a huge amount and gone into it. Could you explain about your music?
Yeah, well, that's interesting because it's actually not my music. It's the music of the plants. And that's the thing that really is sort of excites me about working in this way. The installation that is here at the Western Octagon is a six-speaker sound installation which has music that's been generated entirely by the plants that are housed in the temperate house. And the whole exploration for me is kind of looking at extinct in the wild, endangered and critically endangered plants. Feeling so lucky to be able to actually interact and work with these plants here, I've produced this installation that is a number of soundscapes that have all been generated by the plants themselves by using a system that converts the electrical signals that have been generated by the plants into musical instrument signals.
And does it vary with the time of day or the weather or what's going on here?
It absolutely does. The time of day, the weather, temperature, and if there's any other kind of insects or things that are in the, birds, all of that stuff plays a part in terms of what is being generated by the plant. They're living things, they're dynamic, they change.
It really is cutting edge, isn't it? How long has it taken you to develop it?
I love the technology. The technology itself has been around for actually quite a long time. But what I really love is in just the way that I'm inspired by living things as musical collaborators. What it's kind of allows me to do is kind of have those interactions, those collaborations as I would with any other musician. But now I'm able to do it through trees and plants and other living organisms.
And I believe musicians are coming in, aren't they?
They are indeed. There's going to be a number of performances from May through to September where a live musician will have an interaction and a collaboration live with the plant, and they'll be taking place over the weekends between May and September.
And Jason, many strings to your bow, and I notice you do beatboxing.
I do, yeah. I'm a beatboxer.
Actually, I met quite a well-known one, Shlomo, at a music festival, and he told me how to do it. Fantastic. Any chance of you giving us a demonstration?
Yeah, of course, if you give us your mic here. There we go.
I don't think I can follow that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.